Well, the historical seaport, I've been there since January of 2000. Actually, in 99, I was a contractor doing contracting work, and noticed the seaport got in touch with me that they needed some work done on their building there, and went over there and put up a big old lean-to for them and worked on some of their projects there to get them going. And Les, the executive director, Les Bolton, asked me if I'd like to be part of the team there. And after looking at all their educational programs and everything else, I thought, that's kind of interesting. So I ended up being their shop carpenter. You know, we have the Lady Washington, which is the official tall ship for the state of Washington, plus the Hawaiian Chieftain, which they have several educational programs on. They travel up and down the coast doing the educational programs all the way down into California and back up. This is going to be our 20th birthday party for the Lady Washington this year, so we plan to go up to Columbia with it, and that's about it. I'm not really involved with too much of that other than the maintenance of the ships, you know, when they break a mast or something like that. So the spar shop, actually, it started with Pirates of the Caribbean number one. Of course, you know, we were the only real ship in the whole movie, the Lady Washington. It was the Interceptor. Disney called us, and they wanted us to do some spars for the Black Pearl and the Dauntless. Well, we didn't have the machine at the time. It was up in Tacoma, but we knew about it, so we asked them if they would be interested in turning these mast and spars for us, and that we would do the finish work on them so they can make a little bit and we can make a little bit. And they said, actually, no, we're not really interested. We've had the machine for sale for 5 years. Nobody's come to look at it. We're going to scrap it out. So at that point, we said, hold on a minute. Do you mind if we come up and look at it? So since we're a nonprofit public entity, we were able to make them a deal that, you know, we'd buy it for the scrap value and give them a good tax write-off if we could use the machine at their facility and then move it to ours when we got done. And that's what we did. That's how we got the machine. Kind of an interesting thing about that machine, during the 70s, when they redid the U.S. Constitution, the granddaddy of them all, this machine actually made the masts for the U.S. Constitution. So we're kind of proud that we have that machine and we're still using it. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You never know who you're going to be talking to. You know, like last week, Mythbusters called, and I was talking with them about a mast. So, you know, we have a movie deal, a major movie deal, sitting on the shop floor right now, waiting until October to finish it off. So most of our work is for the other tall ships, and then we do have the capability of milling also any timbers up to 100 feet long, 5 foot by 5 foot square. So we actually turned some Western Red Cedar for a customer back in Virginia. They needed 40 columns for a custom house there. And since, of course, here we are, where we live with Western Red Cedar, they contacted us, and we went out and found the trees, was able to get them in and turn them, and shipped them out to him on the East Coast. We've done several projects like that. You never know who you're going to be talking to. It might be Disney one day. It might be a DeVito film. It might be the Mythbusters. Or it might be somebody on the East Coast that needs a mask for, you know, the Amistad. In fact, usually Wednesdays is our tour day from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So anybody that happens to be in the area, feel free to call, and we'll get them in, and it's a free tour, get to see what we're doing. You know?